In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. John the Baptist appeared, preaching in the desert of Judea, and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." It was of him that the prophet Isaiah had spoken when he said, "A voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his path.'" John wore clothing made of camel hair and had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. At that time, Jerusalem, all Judea, and the whole region around the Jordan were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance, and do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God can raise up children to Abraham from these stones. Even now, the axe lies in the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I am baptizing you with water for repentance, but the one who is coming after me is mightier than I. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you but with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hands. He will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." The Gospel of the Lord.
Astronauts were the first human beings to see the Earth from outside. As they gazed down on the Earth from space, they realized, as never before, that we are one family, with spaceship Earth as our common home. One of them said later, "The first day in space, we all pointed to our own countries. The second day, we pointed to our continents. By the third day, we are aware of only one Earth." The prophets had the same kind of high and wide vision, a vision of how things could be. But how real is that vision? When one reads a history book, or even just the daily newspaper, at times one is ashamed to be human. What is history? Wars, wars, and more wars. So many dead. So many tears. So many fears. The world is drenched in blood. Should not all hope be abandoned? As for the wolf and the lamb living together, often two neighbors or even two members of the same family have a falling out and refuse to talk to one another. Are not these great visions of peace and harmony among all peoples just a utopian fairy tale? No, they are not. They correspond to the deepest longings of the human heart and point to God's ultimate goal for us. These visions nurture our souls and our hearts. They offer us hope when we are close to despair, and courage when we are tempted to give up on life. These visions fuel our deepest aspirations and give us the energy to overcome great obstacles and painful setbacks. The prophets lived in the real world and were just as dismayed by its horrors and injustices that we are. Yet they had a dream of a new world, a world free from injustice and war. Through faith in God, they were able to rise above their dismay. What saved them from despair was their messianic vision and the sense of our capacity for repentance. History is not a blind alley. There's always a way out, through repentance, through turning to God. The marvelous vision of the peaceable kingdom, in which all violence has been overcome, and all people live in loving unity with nature, calls for its realization in our daily lives. Instead of being an escapist dream, it challenges us to anticipate what it promises. Every time we forgive a neighbor, every time we make a child smile, every time we show compassion to a suffering person, take care of animals, prevent pollution, and work for peace and justice among peoples and nations, we are making the vision come true. We need to keep the vision before us. Then it will give us new energy to live it out right where we are. Instead of encouraging us to escape from real life, this beautiful vision summons us to get involved. We must open our hearts to the dream, which the prophets cherished, of a world rid of evil by human effort and the grace of God. Jesus had a word for the new world. He called it the kingdom of God. He inaugurated that kingdom. He wants his followers to dedicate themselves to the building of that kingdom. Ordinary people help to spread that kingdom by being kind, truthful, honest, just, and so on. Even though it's a struggle that will never win completely, the struggle is good for us. It awakens everything that is best and precious within us. Isaiah's vision lives on in our midst as a task for today and a promise for tomorrow. Let us continue our prayer. Replenished by the food of spiritual nourishment, we humbly beseech you, O Lord, that through our partaking in this mystery, you may teach us to judge wisely the things of earth and hold firm to the things of heaven through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Master Devin, go in the peace of Christ.
Thanks be to God.